I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for spending part of your day with CNN Student News. The past week or so, we've reported on two natural disasters, one in the Philippines, the other in the Midwestern United States. In both situations, survivors face a long road of recovery and rebuilding. In the Philippines, the numbers tell part of the story. Nearly 4,000 people were killed, more than 18,000 were injured, and as far as the missing go, 1,600 people still missing. When you're able to get a look from above, like Carl Penhall did for this next report, you start to get a sense of the enormity of the physical damage caused by Typhoon Haiyan.
It's only if you take a video camera into the air that you can begin to get a handle on the true dimension of this disaster. Look around you and imagine how it must have felt standing here on Magallanes Street in Tacloban City as a towering wall of water raced in from the ocean. But take a look. The pictures speak clearly for themselves. Wherever you look, international organizations and government rescue teams are hard at work pulling away debris, still looking for bodies of the dead, trying to bring relief to the survivors. But seeing the scale here, you begin to understand how daunting a task that will be. It's a task that could take months, maybe years, to rebuild. Carl Penhall, CNN, Tacloban, the Philippines.
When severe weather hit the American Midwest on Sunday, it included reports of 76 tornadoes. The town of Washington, Illinois, took a direct hit. As many as 400 homes in Washington were destroyed or severely damaged. The mayor summed it up simply: devastation, sadness, people that lost everything. Now those people have to find a way to move forward.
I got hit by some debris or something and cut my eye in three places.
His wife and children survived too. But this is what happened to their house. Gone. Even they can barely recognize it.
This is my bedroom. Right here. I was sleeping on that side of the bed, and when the sirens went off and the wife yelled at me, I jumped up, threw some clothes, you know, my running pants on, and I went through the house. I actually went, checked here, the kids were all over here, so I went through this way, was my kitchen.
Incredibly, the plates in the kitchen cupboard remained completely intact. The rest of the kitchen destroyed. The home was Mandy Lancaster's dream house.
After you came out of the basement and saw what this tornado did to your house, were you incredulous that you survived?
Yes. I don't know how anybody made it through this.
Mandy did not want her husband to shoot the video, but he was transfixed.
That water tower over there, just to the left of it, is where I started seeing it coming across.
It wasn't until after the tornado hit that Chris joined his family in the basement. The day after, they look for keepsakes.
The video of my wedding.
And they try to figure out what happens next.
I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do.